Now to our final batch of stories. A beer lover on a quest to visit every pub in the UK announces his return to the city. A family business cuts back its opening hours after nearly 80 years in the city. And Norwich Sports Village is awarded LISTSIS status for its remarkable concrete shells.
A social media influencer who has visited more than 8,000 pubs across the UK has revealed plans for his next trip to Norwich. Dale Harvey, known online as the Great British Pub Crawl, set himself the ambitious challenge 4 years ago to visit every pub in the UK. The 37-year-old, who has more than 300,000 fans across his social media platforms, has now announced he will be visiting the city for the sixth time to complete his quest. He said, "I will be staying at the lovely Red Lion and will be revisiting the Murderers this time for sure. Norwich has some absolutely amazing pubs. I adore the Fat Cat, the Rose Inn, the Ribs of Beef and the Murderers, and the wonderful little craft beer place called the Beer Hatch. There's also a super live music pub called the Marlborough Arms. The staff there are always super supportive of my visits. Lucy Cousins from Norwich Camera is my local tour guide and she will be helping me organise the trip. I will be visiting Norwich on February the 10th.
A jewellery shop that's been in Norwich for nearly 80 years is having to reduce its opening hours. Zelly Jewellers in St Giles Street is a fourth-generation family business that opened its current premises in 1982. However, the family's roots in the city can be traced back to 1947 and even further back to its inception in Bishop Stortford in the 1800s. Despite many decades in business, a combination of the cost of parking, ongoing roadworks, changing shopping habits and decreasing footfall has resulted in a reduction in opening hours. We obviously still get those who happen upon the shop and come in to peruse, but mostly people come in with a very specific requirement. Very often, a conversation is had over the phone or via email prior to them coming in. From February, the shop will be open from Wednesday to Saturday and on Mondays and Tuesdays for appointments only.
Five people have been arrested during a crackdown on retail crime in Norwich. Officers conducted foot patrols across the city centre to tackle antisocial behaviour, violence and abuse in shops. During their operation, police arrested five individuals involved in various incidents. One man in his 40s was detained in Dereham Road for suspected involvement in two cases of shoplifting. A woman in her 30s was arrested in St Stephen's Street in connection with four shop thefts. In Chantry Road, a man in his 50s was arrested on suspicion of shoplifting, and in Surrey Street, a woman in her 20s was arrested on suspicion of six shop thefts, theft in a dwelling and robbery. Another man in his 40s was arrested on recall to prison in All Saints Green. A spokesman for Norwich Police said, "We continue to work in partnership with retailers across the city, which has enabled easier reporting of incidents through the Alert Disc app and encouraged other retailers to report incidents to us who may not have done so previously."
For a generation of Norfolk youngsters, it was home to the Aqua Park, where many a fun-filled day was spent beneath its sloping concrete curves. But Norwich Sports Village has now made a splash with heritage experts who have decided its architecture merits it being granted Grade 2 protection as a listed building. The Sports Village, close to Asda off Norwich's Ring Road, was constructed between 1987 and 1991, with Broadland District Council putting millions into the £11.75 million project. It is the only example in Britain of work by celebrated Swiss engineer Heinz Isler, which prompted Historic England to recommend it for listed status, which was awarded by the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. It has been protected because of its exceptional inverted membrane concrete shells. The distinctive features, inspired by the shape of hanging cloths, are the only example of free-form shell design in Britain. The listing, suggested by the 20th Century Society, which campaigns to save outstanding buildings constructed since the end of the First World War, covers the concrete shells forming the sports hall, former skating rink and swimming pool. Tony Calladine, East of England's Regional Director for Historic England, said, "The listing of Norwich Sports Village recognises a remarkable and intentionally significant building in the heart of the city."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening to this recording. When you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team, to sound recordist Catherine Rose and editor Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the Countryside podcast from Chris Skinner at High Ash Farm. So it's goodbye from me, Carolyn Sayer.
And from me, Matthew Tucker. Goodbye.